On March 13th, 2020, in the late of night, three plainclothes officers, Jonathan Mattingly, Brett Hankinson, Miles Cosgrove, used a battering ram to break into the home of Breonna Taylor. They then proceeded to fire multiple shots, murdering her. As people, we are all enraged and heartbroken at the daily atrocities of this country that are perpetuated every single day. And to date, none of the officers have been fired, and more importantly, none of the officers are facing any charges. We desire justice to be done. We desire justice to be done in this country. And at times like these, we feel so powerless that there's really nothing that can be done against a government that just seems to sit in its hands when its people are being killed right before our eyes. But I believe that every single one of us has the potential to spark change. If you go to forbreonna.com, forbreonna.com, it actually has a list of resources that you can engage with to put pressure on our justice system to convict these criminals for murdering innocent people. So please, even pause this podcast, open up your browser, go to forbreonna.com, and please take action on behalf of those who are voiceless. Thank you.
All right. So last episode.
Getting a call?
No, my mom's calling me.
Jake's mom loves him.
So I'll leave that in there. That's funny.
She's calling. Why haven't you killed this thing yet?
Exactly.
The end of last episode, you met a woman by the name of Rinali, who apparently is from the Mwangi Expanse, was dealing with these cinder claws that you guys had already encountered. And she talked about this horrible creature in the next room. She was terrified of it. And you guys all suited up, got your spells ready, buffed and everything like that, and you walked in ready to fight this thing. And you saw what it looked like. And it said, "I am the goblin god Roldar."
Benson, as he rips his bastard sword from his sheath,
schwang!
"You speak to Benson of the House Black, wearer of the cloak."
Yep. Cut that out.
That's it.
Yeah, that is it. No, I don't mean else. Okay.
"I do not know who you are. Why have you come to my chambers? Have you come to pay tribute?"
"The only tribute I can offer you is your own blood."
"You dare blaspheme in my own chambers. Ready yourself, mortal."
Everyone roll initiative. If you guys want, I will let you roll a knowledge check on this thing before combat starts.
What would that be?
Oh boy.
Sorry. Not the best. Knowledge check of what? Society or?
This would be religion.
Ha! Yep, I'm out.
Religion, boys.
Oh, yeah. How about a 27 for knowledge religion?
He definitely beat me.
"You've heard of the horrors and pure evil that is a greater Bargast."
Oh, yep. Shit.
"Once a Bargast has eaten enough to grow into a greater Bargast, it typically seeks a method to leave the material plane and return to the abyss. This one somehow remains here. Usually it would leave to join the other fiends as yet another of of the plains' horrors in the abyss. Bargus has no innate ability to travel the plains, though the time it takes for most greater Bargus to engineer such a return can usually be measured in years, if not decades. During that time, the greater Bargus continue to play the roles of gluttons, hunters of humanity, and tyrants of goblinoid tribes. You now realize what the skulls are on the floor. Goblin skulls.
Yeah. Humble Brasher's ancestors?
Probably.
Probably.
With that, you only get one useful piece of information.
Oh,
yeah. You beat it by one.
Oh, God. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's a toughie.
What's his main special ability?
His main special ability? You're talking, like, attack?
Yeah, but more than just, like, claw.
Okay, so Barguses will get certain mutations through growing. This one looks to have fangs that are about a foot long, and they are dripping with acidic-looking poison.
Watch out for its poisonous fangs.
The fangs, on top of the actual regular damage, which I will not tell you, deals an additional 1d6 poison damage.
Yeah.
And 1d6 persistent poison damage.
Oh, God!
Huh. This is scary.
Does he have any items in his hand or anything like that?
Yeah.
No, he just seems to have a done-up staff that looks like that he made out of, like, a goblin skull and stuff.
Gross.
And he has some clothes that look like they might have been nice at one time, but he's clearly worn them for a long time and they're gross.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, at the...
Like, actually shaking.
Well, at this point...
Going around the table for initiative.
Yeah.
Natural 20 for 27.
Oh! Okay. That's very nice.
Going first.
Next.
Oh, 18.
18. Next.
Adelaar got a cool 20.
Very cool. Gezer?
15.
Oh.
Well, different order this time.
Awful on initiative.
What about
every time? Single digits every time. Doesn't matter.
What about Spider Lady?
Spider Lady. She got.
Also, she should be with us.
She will be with you. I'll move her up there.
I'm assuming she turned me invisible beforehand, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, you and I came in invisible.
Beautiful.
Oh crap! Let me get to hers. She rolled it pretty gosh darn well.
Gosh darn it.
This Bargus better be good because we are buffed up.
Yes, we are.
We got two invisible dudes. We got a blurry knight. We got.
So,
I'm still scared.
So yeah.
She
got
magic weapons.
She got a 32 for her initiative.
Damn. Oh shit.
The Bargus goes first.
What?
Oh.
Oh no.
Oh. Man, I can roll a natural 20 and not even go first this fight. Feels bad.
Well, the greater Bargus takes his first turn.
Laughing.
God, well, what does he want to do? A lot of this is quite cool.
Ah, thanks.
Come on.
I mean, you're the only one he sees besides Adelaar.
Yeah.
There's Adelaar and there's a dog.
What the hell?
He looks at Benson and he goes, "You not know where you are. You not know who." Go ahead and roll me a will save.
Just him?
Just Benson.
Okay.
You have to make this.
Please make this.
17 on the die for 19.
Good for you.
Wait, 17 on the die for 19?
Oh, no. 17, I'm sorry. 17 on the die for 26.
Okay, that's
for 26.
I was thinking 5e.
Oh God, yeah. No, I was like, yeah. Holy shit.
So, he tried to cast Confusion on you.
Oh, okay.
Luckily, with a success, the target babbles incoherently and is stunned for one round.
That's...
Or stunned one.
Stunned one.
Wait.
So
you
lose...
Say...
You,
you lose one action.
Yeah. No. You say he was casting a spell?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, well... Oh,
do you have counterspell?
These are innate.
Well, I have dispel magic, so it says... But I can use it on my turn.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it says you unravel the magic behind a spell or effect.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that's for another time.
God, this music has me hyped.
I know.
I'm so scared.
It's a stunned one means you lose one of your three actions.
All right. What else can he do?
Nothing.
Don't worry about it. That's about it. Just move on, Jake.
He just stands there.
He is actually just going to walk up. No, actually, he's going to stand there.
He goes, "Ah, you are greater than any of these pitiful fools."
And he points at the goblin skulls.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously.
And then it is Renali's turn. Renali. Her being invisible is going to try to get up behind him. And she is going to, on the wall, try to sink her teeth into his flesh.
She rogue, does she get sneak attack damage?
She doesn't get anything like that, unfortunately.
Damn it. All she gets is flat-footed.
With a 30 total, she does hit.
Jesus.
Nice. It's not a crit, is it?
No, it is definitely not a crit. Oh,
definitely not.
Damn.
All right, she does... Alright, so that was her turn. It is now Benson.
Benson, wait for me to dispel the magic that binds you.
So Benson, ignoring that, will raise his sword upward and scream.
Iomidari, lend your weapon her strength!
Tell me, Jake, does anything happen?
Your cloak glows a little bit.
Cool.
Then I move forward, and that's all I can do.
So you move up to Roldar?
Yes. Yes.
He told you he was just going to run in. All
right, go ahead and move yourself up.
Yep.
He is going to swing at you with his attack of opportunity.
I figure.
This is a 34 hit you?
Yeah, it hits me.
Oof.
Wait. Blur.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What is... Is it...
Yeah. All right.
20%.
It's a... So I need to roll 5 or higher, right?
Yep.
8.
Oh, man.
All right. So, with the jaw attack, the damage is 2d10 plus 6.
Oh, shit.
22 points of damage.
Okay.
Woohoo.
And now, I need to deal poison damage.
No fortitude save.
Nope.
Nope. Poison. It's just poison.
Yep.
It's unfortunate.
Fortitude for, like, a poison effect.
So you take 5 points of poison damage.
Okay.
Ooh. Ooh.
And then the persistent poison damage is... Do we do persistent on the end of...
End of my turn.
So do you take 3?
Oh, wait.
It would be the next
turn. You know, your turn right? Ended.
Yeah, your turn ended.
Okay.
Yep.
Ooh.
So as Benson went up,
attack of opportunity.
He got an attack of opportunity off.
Oh my god.
We're not going to meet Benson's sister.
No, we will.
Yeah, you definitely will.
Hey, it's like, hey guys, I feel like we know each other already. I'm Bensonita.
Bensonita.
I even said her name.
I know. I
How dare you?
Her. Liano, that's right.
Adalar, it is your turn.
Okay, so from what I understand about the effect that Benson has, he's gonna get better from it next turn, or is this like a continuous effect?
With persistent poison damage?
No. The confused.
Oh no! He actually didn't get confused. He was only stunned one.
Yeah. Okay, so now it's
he
gone.
Succeeded. So yeah, it was just a one.
I called
thing.
Out. I moved.
Gotcha.
That was all.
Yeah. Okay, but next turn you'll have the three actions.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify. Is Benson looking like he wants a heal?
It was a chunk of damage. You can do what you want. I'm not gonna say yes. Benson needs a heal.
Right.
It was an amount of damage. You do what you think you want to do with that.
Was it enough that like I think you could take another, like another couple?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good mistake, but I mean, you know, it's all right. All right.
I also still have lay on hands, so don't worry.
Okay. Okay, that's good to know.
And blur.
And blur. Last minute, I can increase it if I concentrate. Okay, so it's always going. All right. I'm pulling out all the stops here, boys.
Seriously. Good time for that.
Yeah. I'm going to take a couple steps up so that, right here, 25. So this way I can get our friend and you and basically everyone. So everyone make sure to remember your plus one for the bless. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to cast Forbidding Ward on Benson and the Goblin God. So that means ward an ally against enemy attacks and hostile spells. So you have a plus one status bonus to Art of Armor class saving throws against target enemies attack spells. So plus one to your AC, plus one for any keep that in mind. That is Adalar's turn.
Abadar, protect Benson against this false god.
Question, are you visible?
Am I visible?
Yes. Oh yeah, you are.
He never went invisible.
Okay, Okay. Good to know.
Oh,
How
much reach does this thing have?
Yeah, that's...
Elk, it's your turn.
Okay. Elk, he is kind of like thoroughly kind of freaked out because, like, you know, he sees Benson like fight anything else, and then Benson just got chopped like hardcore. But he has faith in the invisibility. He is going to, I would say, he did hunt prey during the entire experience. He has his weapon drawn. He is going to move up next to Spider Lady. First action. And then with... Okay, so something I haven't done before. He's going to envision the... Hold on. Because envision costs one action?
No, it's free.
It's free. Okay, so... I've got him hipping this at work. He is going to swing, like, grip the blade in two hands and just chop down as hard as possible on this thing.
Alright.
Visible. 21 to hit.
Plus one for bless.
22 to hit.
22 to hit the creature?
Yes.
Fail.
Yeah, he's flat footed because he's invisible, right?
Oh. Okay, so what does the minus 10 bring it down to?
Minus 2.
Minus 2? What'd you get total?
22.
That still does not hit.
Oh, no. Shit. So
this is next level.
Wait, is
boys.
He flanking? Is he flanking with... Oh, no, that's still
no.
Well. Right.
A 22 didn't hit, ladies and gentlemen.
Gotta do better.
Who wants to hear about my next character?
Yeah. Okay, it's a good thing I didn't activate him. There's crystals right now. At this point, he
Oh, wait, you could spend a hero point to
reroll
that. If you wanted the big old hit in the beginning.
Yep. He's on a hero point.
All right, yeah. Using a hero point.
Yeah.
Hero point.
Good Remember call. Your hero point, ladies and gentlemen.
It was fucking worse. Thank you.
Oh, God.
This is your fault, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
It was still worth it.
Yeah. So that was first action to stride up. Second action to swing.
Third action to pee pants.
Yeah. Yeah. God. Like, he saw, like, Skull, and I'm like, no. No, do not get it. Alright, since this thing's actually going to attack first, that's what scares me a lot. And, you know what? Fuck it. So I became visible, right?
Yes, but you are... Visibility goes away once he attacks, doesn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Alright, so...
Take that now!
And third action, he's going to tell Skull to stay behind Benson, like off to the side here, and to focus on this creature. So one action moves up, he's going to attempt to attack.
All right,
fight. I mean, at this point, whatever. That's a miss. Okay. Damn. So that was a fun turn.
Kezra.
Yay, my turn. So Kezra, with his invisibility, will move up here, and he will cast a spell on his halberd and strike out with its invisible fury as he casts True Strike.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Really, really am banking on a natural 20.
Please.
Do it. I believe in you.
Alright, I got natural 17, so that's probably going to bode well.
Good.
But I still can go for the natural 20.
Do it.
I roll twice and take the better, so that would be a 27 to hit. I guess it's flat-footed AC.
Say no, I'm going to flip the
that
table.
That is a hit.
Okay.
Let's see if I can get a natural 20. Come on.
I believe in you!
No. But it is still magical because I cast Magic Weapon on it, so
yep.
2d10.
Oh, okay. Please roll 10s.
One. And 10. So,
hey.
14 damage.
Alright.
And that's my turn.
Chopped into it, it goes.
Whoa!
What the hell
is big boy?
Okay. It comes back to Raldar's turn. The Bargus, the greater Bargus, Raldar, as he saw you become visible, he goes,
"Ah, playing illusion games, are we?" Oh.
And he himself turns invisible.
No!
Man. I remember he could do that.
So it was an action to dimension or two actions?
No, he didn't do that.
He didn't dimension
door. Nope.
I just want to go on record to say that yesterday I had prepared seeing invisibility, but today, because I prepared comprehend languages, I do not have it.
And he does something.
That's bad.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
All right. It comes to Renali's turn. Renali is going to cast Illusory Creature. That looks like Kezra.
Yeah, cool. All I like right. it.
So there's a second Kezra just directly next to you.
Cool.
That's super good.
The only person Kezra likes more than it is himself. Okay, so two Kezras.
Let's see. All right, and then Renali... That's all she can really do, sort of a defensive measure. Sir Benson.
Can I make any kind of perception check?
You can make a perception check. Go right ahead. Try to find out where he is.
That was 11 on the die for 18.
Wow, you actually just, you figured it out. So wait, he's not hidden anymore. He's just...
He's concealed.
He's
so
concealed.
50% mischance.
So.
No. He's hidden. He's not undetected.
Okay, that's what it is.
So, yeah. It's, yeah, so it's...
I always forget the levels. So it's a 25%?
No,
50%.
So, Raldar moved. Right there. So he moved directly next to Kezra.
I will move up. That's two actions, correct?
It's a seek. Yeah, one action to seek, and then one action to move.
Yep.
As I strike, I will scream, "Don't run from me, coward!"
And I'm pretty sure you still get the plus one, because I got a 15-foot radius right now.
Yeah.
That was a 14 on the die for 25.
That hits.
Do I get any extra damage dice, Jake?
You get one additional damage dice.
Sweet.
Friend, you rolled your 50% mischance.
What?
Did you roll your 50% mischance?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I just got to roll above 10, right?
You have to roll DC 11, yeah.
Yep.
Succeeded with 13.
Nice.
Very nice.
Nineteen points of damage.
Woo!
Damn.
Nice.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Chunk away at him. Sure. Did you have to move to him?
I did. That was all I got to do.
Where's that second Kezra? Is it left to Kezra? Or did he just say push through it?
It was actually south of Kezra, but now that Benson went up and pretty much tried to hit Kezra for some reason.
Fuck you, Kezra.
I hate you so much.
Oh. I've been waiting all adventure for this.
There cannot be two of you.
No.
Okay.
That was just about as good of a round as I could have expected.
Yeah, honestly.
I mean, from what he... Yeah.
All right. After Benson, it comes to Adalar.
All right, so Adalar is going to sustain the forbidding ward. He is going to...
Is the ward on? Is it on Benson?
Yeah, it's on Benson. I'm going to move here, and then I'm going to focus the divine blessing of Abadar to increase the bless.
I love that.
I know, right?
Boom! So,
that's my turn.
All right, comes to Elk.
Okay. Elk is going to make a stride action here. God. This whole throne is just in the way, I'm guessing, for everything. I can't squeeze past it.
Yeah, you'll have to walk around it.
You want to count it as, like, hard terrain or something?
Yeah. It'll be difficult terrain. I mean...
He's just trying to make it here.
Okay, so if you want to... just count it as difficult terrain.
Okay. So, one action to get up here. And
yeah.
Since... he's still invisible, right?
Yeah.
He's going to, once again, overhand strike this creature. I guess roll... If I hit, even hit... no. So I'll swing again.
Ooh.
19 on the die.
Did you roll concealment?
I missed the first one.
You missed concealment?
No, I missed the first attack completely.
You gotta roll above 10 for concealment.
You have to roll concealment first, because if you miss it, then you don't get to make any attacks.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, I missed the first one. It was under a 10. So.
Okay.
Roll one more time, since you got a hit. Roll it again. If you get above 10, you hit him.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
do that.
Roll again. Nope.
Alrighty.
Oh, shit, that's rough.
You go
and Skull. Oh, Skull can technically bite, too, since he's targeting.
And I would argue, Skull is a wolf, so he has
scent.
Smell.
It's still, it would still be a, 50%. We went through this, it's, he had, his scent is an imprecise scent, ability, so he's able to roll the,
it'd be a,
the 50%, or the DC 11 without having to roll the perception check to find out where
yeah.
it is.
Okay.
This is within 30 feet.
I'm yep. fighting for you, buddy.
Alright, appreciate it. So, I would have to say he would turn, or, so what do I have to roll exactly then for this?
A DC 11 flat okay. check to see if Skull can hit.
13?
Yep, now so, roll the hit.
Let me see. Well, fucking miss. And yeah, that's definitely a miss, because the negative 5.
Right.
Alright. After Elk comes to Kezra.
So we know he's there, right? So we don't have to roll the perception. Because
no, you don't have to roll the perception. Just have, yeah, you just have to roll.
I did just slash.
Yeah.
So I know he's there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kezra's like,
your invisibility makes me laugh.
As he casts True Strike again.
Chonk him.
He's just gonna go ahead and do damage.
So he casted a spell.
Oh no.
I cast True Strike for boats.
It's a verbal spell.
Ah.
Ah. Single action verbal spell. I rolled a 17 again on the die, so I definitely hit him.
Okay.
See if I get the natural 20.
So with True Strike, you don't have to roll for concealment.
Or hit. Oh! You ignore all circumstance penalties to your attack roll, and you ignore concealment and hit.
That is so much better than 5e.
So I hit him. The second roll was a 5. So, another 2d10 coming out. That's a percentile.
Again.
Grabbing that one. 10. And 5. All right.
Oh, yeah.
So that will be 19 damage.
Nice.
Ooh, so big.
And I'm going to take another swing. And miss horribly.
All right.
Yikes.
It is back to Roldar's turn.
Yeah.
We'll love True Strike.
Yeah.
Oh, and since it's my bloodline spell, I get increased AC.
Ooh.
Oh,
hey.
It's good. You might need
you're
it.
Probably going to need it.
I know. He's probably going to be really mad at me.
Come on. I called him a coward. Come on.
But who's dealing the damage?
I will show you true power, Orc.
Jaw attack on Kezra.
Oh. Yeah. Bring it on.
28.
Exactly a critical. Oh, wait, no. Plus one to AC.
Yes.
Not a critical.
Not a critical.
AC is 19 just regular. Now. Just regular Whee! Damage.
Thank God you're only getting chunked.
Oh my God, that's so clutch.
It was.
I needed that so bad.
17 points of damage.
Oh. All right.
And then 2 points of poison damage. And 1 point of persistence.
Oh yeah, did you ever roll
well, persistent? The persistent will go on my
turn. Oh, on your turn, yeah.
Yeah. So just remind me.
Oh yeah, persistent roll. For John.
Yeah.
6.
And you can roll to end it. DC 15 flat check to end it.
And fortitude?
It's just a flat DC 15 to end it.
18.
So you end
good.
It. So you end it after you take that damage.
Yep. Ugh. Second attack, he's going to use his claw.
Retributive strike.
Because they're agile.
It hit, so I get the retributive strike.
Make sure you roll your...
Wait, do I get hit points back?
Six
hit points back?
Yes. 16 on the die for 26.
That hits?
You have to roll that DC 11 flat check. Is he still invisible?
No,
because Kezra did. He attacked me.
I don't know if it's greater invisibility or not.
No, just regular invisibility.
Oh, perfect.
If he got greater invisibility.
I mean, he's a greater bogger.
Yeah. Everything's
that was
great.
An 8.
Yeah, that was a 2. And that was a 7. So, 17 points of damage.
Wait, what about your strength?
Holy shit.
Plus four for your strength.
At that last, oh god.
You keep forgetting that
I'm
you're
so
strong.
Stupid. I'm so stupid. 20 points of damage. Last one was 14, so it would have been 17. I'm a strong boy.
All right.
I've played too much 5e. It's like all dice.
You gotta stop it.
You're corrupted.
I know. I know.
All right. First claw attack now. Or second attack being a claw attack.
Yes.
Yep. To hit. 14 points of damage.
Ooh. A strong claw.
Uh-huh. and 21 to hit.
Yes. You're good?
With 13 points of damage.
All right. Where are we?
All right. How you doing over there, Kezra?
Well, now I'm hurting. He hit me with all three fucking attacks.
That first one was a crit, right?
No, the first one missed the crit by one because of my blood magic. Because of my blood magic, my body was covered in blue scales when I cast True Strike. So the dragon scales kicked in. But yeah, wee boy.
Renali's turn. Renali is going to. Renali's going to go up. God, you guys are all packed in there.
Oh, she knows Spider Walk, right? She can just.
Nah, it's more about the color spray she wants to do.
Just feel free. Target Skull, around that area. I don't care.
Just go right in there behind Skull.
just blind as ass.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I mean, she can't really even get in there. She's gonna go up to the corner there and try to hit him from behind the wall. That's about all that she can do here. First attack. Oh gosh, she did really bad.
Ah well.
All right. Benson, it's your turn.
All right. So Jake.
Yeah.
Can I scream out in an attempt to intimidate him?
Sure. Go ahead.
I like that laugh.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna scream. Don't tell me that's all you've got.
No.
Okay. I'm just gonna keep swinging.
He just goes okay.
So I had to pick up this dice and look at it because. The 8 and the natural 20 look very much the same.
Uh-huh.
And it was a natural 20.
This is on the hit, right? Attack?
Yep.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Crit card!
And he's visible.
So bring out that slashing crit card.
Slash.
Momentum. You gain a +2 circumstance bonus to all attack rolls until the end of your next turn.
Oh yeah.
So additional +2 to all your swings.
And then plus the bless, that's +3 total. So
that's not no extra damage, right?
No, you still get double damage.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
It's just remember that you get another +2.
So that was a 5, a 5, and a 2.
That's your
24 damage.
How much?
24.
Do you add your strength? Woo.
20.
So 5, 5, 2. So 16 times 2 is 32, right?
32.
And he's dead.
That is a lot of damage.
Yeah, man. And he's dead.
And I'm gonna swing him for last.
You've got +3 to this hit on top of your normal hit.
So that means it's only -2 to the normal.
Yeah.
The dice give, and the dice take away.
Oh.
That was a natural 1.
Oh, boy.
-2 to all of your hits.
Yeah. God
melee. Fog of War. You are dazzled until the end of your next turn. So.
Oh, boy.
So, yep.
I mean,
now
it's a,
now you're both concealed to each other.
Yep.
So, you both have to roll flat checks.
Oh, nice. Rip. I just smoked him, though.
That yeah, was 32
good.
Damage.
Yeah, good hit. Adelar, it is your turn.
Abadar, continue to lend Benson your strength.
And he's going to give old Kezra some healing.
Yay!
That is 23 points of healing.
Sick.
Matt's turn.
All right. So, Elk? Sorry. After Adelar, it comes to Elk's turn.
Okay. Elk is getting pissed off because he can't hit this damn thing. But he will yell in Goblin to it, because I'm assuming it knows Goblin. Like, the fact that it had Goblin servitors.
Yes.
He just says, even today, gods will die. And... that's a plus one from Bless, right?
Yep.
So 30 exactly.
30 hits?
Oh, at least it hits. I'm okay with this. Free action, he is going to activate his potency crystal on the sword, which gives it striking for one turn.
Nice.
Tasty.
Oh, God. Please don't fail me.
Feet don't fail me now.
That would be, such shit damage. 3, 5, one more. Wait, what the fuck am I rolling this for? It's a 1d8, 1d8, 1d8. Because the 1d8 precision, 1d8 for that.
Oh, 1d8. Okay.
I was like, why did I roll d6?
I don't need this, so...
8. Plus 6. 14 plus 2, that'd be 16 total damage for
nice,
that.
Nice.
And he's going to swing again. Because he can.
We're really chucking this guy down.
We're trying. That'd be 20. Miss.
Yeah, it's a miss.
And he's going to attack again because he is swirling like this blade is just...
swing, swing. He's going Beyblade on him.
I mean, pretty much. That's...
don't forget the plus one for Bless.
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of 24.
24 does not hit.
Ah! That hurts a lot. But he then... Scald is going to attack.
Is he... he isn't... any... there isn't any flanking going on, is there?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Scald, you stupid wolf, missed. And Scald, you stupid wolf, missed.
Maybe he would do better if you encouraged him a bit.
I'll beat him next time, I guess.
All right. After Oki comes to Kezra.
Actually, I think Kezra is flanking with Sculpt. You can draw a line through.
Yeah.
That's true.
So I am flanking with Sculpt. So Kezra...
thank you, Adelar. This one's to the death.
And he cast his last True Strike.
Yes.
And then he rages.
Oh,
yeah.
So this attack.
So he gets those temporary hit points, that bonus damage, and his last True Strike. Crack die. 2. And a 3.
Wait, hero point, hero point,
oh, hero point,
point.
Hero point!
Hero point. How's that?
It would crack die again. Land on the cord. Good lord!
Don't do it.
All right, so I roll.
True Strike and a hero point.
True Strike and a hero point for nothing.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Yeah, that's my turn.
Okay.
God damn, that would have been so awesome.
That would have been cool. It comes back to Roldar's turn. Roldar finally seeing the power behind the paladin.
Oh,
he's going to unleash all of his attacks on you.
Blur, don't forget that blur, baby.
Oh, blur.
Blur, baby, blur.
All right. Hold on. Pass the concealment.
Oh.
36 for the jaw attack.
Oh, okay. Oh. Give me the damage.
Is that a crit?
37?
36 total.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a plus one for forbidding port.
That's still a crit. I would like to point out, I have the highest AC of anybody on this table.
Mm-hmm.
And that is still a crit.
Yep. Can you raise your shield at all?
I will. I am raising my shield.
Yeah, for this attack, just the...
This is going to be a lot of goddamn damage. Tim, please. I'm begging you. Okay, please. Thank you.
So that was 34 points of damage.
Halved. Oh, Jesus.
How's your shield?
My shield is almost broken.
Oh, my gosh.
Almost broken or almost destroyed?
No, it's not broken yet.
Oh, okay.
All right.
It hurt.
Claw attack. 30 total.
Not a crit.
But it still hit.
Yep. Yeah. Don't say that like, what? Oh, you don't know.
I'm just asking.
19 points of damage.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay.
And a 26.
Yep.
Every single one of those.
And 17 points of damage.
Are you... You're still up, right?
I'm still up.
I forgot about the poison from the jaws.
Why, dude?
Gotta obey the rules.
Actually, Kezra forgot about his persistent poison, too.
You take 4, Kezra.
And then you got that flat check to recover there.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
That's it. Oh, God. Benson is really fucked up.
All right. Okay. That was the end of Roldo's turn. Renali. Going to try to reach out and hit him.
Just, he just did more than 30 damage to me in one turn.
Yeah.
Yep.
Renali cannot seem to get a single hit on him.
Ah.
He reaches out. Can't do it.
Tanya, Kezra missing all those is like turning point.
Benson, it is your turn.
Benson, screaming in fury. He doesn't care about all the damage that's been done to him. He only sees an obstacle in front of him. Four.
Miss.
Is that plus the bless?
25.
That hits.
Yes! Clutch, Tim!
Wait, you're also dazzled.
Oh, right, so you have to roll the...
DC 5.
Yeah.
Be the DC 5-er.
8.
Very close.
Remember, you're getting plus 3 to all of these attacks, so you got plus 2 from your crit.
That's true.
From blaster and master.
Oh, right!
That is...
That's 18 points of damage.
Alright.
I'm raising my shield.
Alright.
Dude, your shield one.
Wait,
has...
no, that's 1 and 2, right?
Yeah, you got 2 actions left.
Yeah, you still have 2.
Lay on hands.
Yeah, man.
Okay, yeah. That's a good idea.
Solid.
Yeah.
Like, your shield has, like, probably 2 holes in it from the
fangs. Yeah, fangs.
You said foot-long fangs.
Yeah, there is.
He half-healthed my shield in one shot, and I am built for health, shield health.
I know, remember we were so proud of it? You're like, oh, nothing could do this.
Not even God could kill me.
I knew that this thing would break your shield. Adelar, it is your turn.
Benson, do you still require healing?
Yeah!
Benson's bleeding out. Like,
I don't know, just checking.
I've only got 8 pounds of meat out of me. You know?
All right, so some healing coming your way.
Oh no.
I don't care, just heal me.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. It's only 20 points of healing.
Not great.
That's great! Shut up!
And he's gonna use his last action to extend the forbidding ward an extra plus 1. And then as he finishes his healing, he calls out, "Benson, if your shield breaks, use mine." And Adelar does have a steel shield on his back.
Cool.
Noted. What a bro.
Alright, after Adela comes to Elk.
Okay. Elk, actually, he's going to have Skull attack first this time. He's hoping to trip this thing. Ooh, 19 on the die. Fuck yes, Skull.
Nice.
You did something. 19 plus.
Skull's flanking.
Yeah, he's flanking. He's flanking.
And he gets a plus one for Bless.
Ah, so that's... that'd be 29 to hit.
That hits?
Yay!
Okay, good for you! He just bites its, like, ankle, because this thing's huge. 4 points of damage, but he is going to use the second action to trip.
Yes. That's a good idea.
And
so he pulls the Greater Bargus onto his back. Roldar's like,
also, like, he bites his attendant, like,
yeah,
in the leg.
Gosh.
But he can't do that.
What?
That's an advanced maneuver.
Wait, I thought he, because he's a wolf, he gets free trips.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does get free trips.
Yeah.
An advanced maneuver.
Oh, as an animal companion?
Yeah.
Time out. Figure this out.
Promise you, he can't trip at his level. For free. He trips for free once he becomes a mature companion. It's the advanced maneuver. He can probably attempt to just do a trip.
Yeah.
But you have to roll for it.
Right. Okay.
But the advanced maneuver is the
free trip.
You, like, spend two actions to, like, hit and trip.
Okay.
Time out.
Yeah,
so look at the rules.
You have to be level 6 for that feat.
Well, he's obviously level 6, Kelly. Just
yeah.
Go.
If I was level 6, Skull would be, like, a dire wolf size at this point.
Jesus.
You're right.
Not really.
Yeah, it says advanced maneuver.
Advanced maneuver.
Yeah, shit.
All right.
Ah.
Rip the dream.
Yeah, the dream sucks.
Yep, sorry.
But you can use your second action to attempt to trip.
Which would be, God, beating his DC on something.
Fortitude DC.
Rolling athletics at a minus 5.
Yeah, he's just going to chomp again.
Yeah, alright.
Yeah, it's a miss. So after that, I mean, he did 4 damage. Elk is going to, once again, swing down with this blade. 19 on the die again.
Yes.
20, so that's... bless... 31.
That hits, yeah.
Nice.
Okay, just a, it's fine.
You're gonna crit this guy without a natural 20. Maybe Benson.
No. I won't.
Not even.
Wow.
That would be 10 points of damage with that strike.
Nice.
He's gonna go and swing down again. 18. That would be, shit, that's a negative on that, negative 5, but... Wait. Yeah, it's a plus 11, so it's 20. That's a 25 exactly, actually.
Wait, that hits?
Nice. Yes.
And, okay, so this first time I get to use this, so that my weapon has an effect on it, which... I just want to make sure this is correct, because it's not a crit effect. It's called forceful.
Trade. Forceful, yeah.
Yeah, so after the first hit, it's like the second hit hits like, a little bit harder.
Yeah, additional damage. Yeah.
So, yeah,
within
so
whatever the additional die, so I think it's just plus
just,
one.
Yeah. Yeah, just a plus one extra damage, yeah.
But, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is for... that's just 5 damage.
5 total. Damage. All right, that.
Sweet. Yeah.
Does some damage.
And you know what? Just swing again for defenses.
Wait, didn't you swing twice?
Swing twice, but...
What about Skull?
I read Skull attack twice.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
So I missed the last one anyway.
Got it. Kezri, your turn.
In his rage, he will just take 3 straight swings. Landed on my dice bag. 14 on the roll, so that's going to be 25.
That hits.
Where's my d10? Twelve damage.
So you bring your halberd into the sky. As it is recovering from Elk's 2 hits, it looks up at you, searching for a target, and it sees the halberd, and it comes down into his face, cutting his face in half.
Nice.
As the Greater Bargus has been slain.
Yes.
Did just... I calm out of my rage. Yes!
And he looks over at Renali. He goes,
I told you we had nothing to fear. I fear nothing.
I see that this creature was more powerful than I could ever imagine. I must thank you all for being here. It surely would have found and killed me in my little hut if it decided to venture out even just a little bit.
Benson falls to the floor.
Kesra, like, goes to grab you, and he, like, helps you over to, like, the throne to sit on.
What the fuck?
Take the place of the gods and goblins.
He's like, well done, friend. You took the greatest risks in this fight. So we could...
She answered my call.
Yes. Rest, my friend.
Benson is now exhausted one.
Wow.
Ooh. Oh.
Self-imposed, eh? So, you guys have a few things here to go through. His throne, like I said, completely made up of goblin bones. He also, during the fight, you saw him look back to... he looked back to this hallway.
Hmm.
On the east side. Kind of like he was sort of trying to, like, figure out if he was going to, like, make an escape at some point. So just looking at where his eyes were going, you're kind of like, all right, maybe he's got something back there going on.
But there's nothing of note in this room other than the skulls and the throne. Does he have anything on his body?
On his body, no.
Just ratted old clothes.
That was just pure strength.
Yes. Yeah.
So is the throne like just skulls, like
just skulls and broken pieces of wood and chain?
Literally skulls for the skull throne.
Just for good measure, I'm going to detect magic on the room.
On this room?
Yep.
Yeah, you don't sense anything in this room.
Jeez.
Zay would take a breather. Continue on. He seemed like he was guarding something down this hall.
I can keep going.
So I guess we'll all just take a quick breather and then we're gonna keep going.
Yeah.
Alright.
Are we taking like a 10-minute kind of breather?
Yep. Yeah.
Take a 10-minute, do some healing.
Yeah, does anyone need
Benson?
Yes.
Ben?
What were you down to, Benson?
I was down to 20 out of 60.
Oh, my gosh.
You did 35 damage to me in one shot.
Yeah.
That was intense.
Yeah.
Now, did I treat your wounds?
No.
Okay. Not since the night before?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to treat wounds on you.
So that guy was like one shot. If he had one good dice roll, not just hit, the damage,
yeah,
he would have got me.
God.
Make it for 9 points of healing, and you look still pretty beat up. So I'm
actually no, because it was 12 for my lay on hands. Uh-huh. It's down to 20, so that's 24 plus your 20.
Yeah,
I have 4 lesser healing potions.
I'm fine. Don't worry about it. I got plenty of health.
I'm only down what, 10?
I am exhausted though.
Yeah, I'm only down 8.
I can try my hand at patching up old Kez.
Sure.
I make it exactly. Oh yeah, 14.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you need any more healing, Kezra?
I'm right as rain.
Sorry. Springs in this can get a little wily.
Elk is going to crouch down next to... Oh, there's not really a head left on this thing, is there?
No, it's split in twain by Kezra's Albert.
Okay. And he was just kind of like kneeling down investigating this thing. He was about to, you know, cut off its head and throw it onto the throne, kind of like in a mockery of it.
But. Still do that.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
it's two pieces.
He's gonna do that.
He doesn't have a face. You can cut it by
Yeah, he's gonna do that then. He's just gonna, like, double hand it and just chop into this thing's neck until it's off. And then throw the head onto the throne. Just kind of like how this thing was proclaiming what it is. And he just felt it was just kind of boastful, mm-hmm. like too boastful.
Yeah.
And the fact that it almost, you know, killed a dear friend of his. So.
Yep.
So as you toss his head onto the throne.
Which I would have to double hand this thing.
Right. As you're doing it, Adelar looks at you and says, Elkwood, you seem to be one who explores the mysteries. Why do you think this boggart was down here? It had no dominion to rule over, very kept away and tucked away. I don't quite understand.
That truly is something I do not know. I've never met a creature like this before. And why an assembly of skeletons? How long he's been down here? It just makes no sense at all. Like, would he eventually dare try to raise something? Hmm. And bring it to the town?
So Benson is on the floor. He's sitting down. I think this throne is an achievement, and I think he wanted to keep sitting on it. That's just a guess.
His assembly was skeletons. Thought you wonder if Vaz would even get to this point.
Right. I mean, I understand Vaz. Her motives are plain now. But this creature here, perhaps as we continue along, more will be revealed.
Yes.
But it is quite puzzling.
Where are Barghast usually from? Are they...
The Abyss.
Oh, they're from the Abyss.
Yeah, they're demons.
Okay, never mind.
Could you help me up, Adelar?
Oh, of course.
Full weight on you. Just
goes over and helps pick you up. And then Adelar looks at your basically broken shield. And, my friend, it seems like the shield has taken more than enough of a beating. Here, take this one instead until we can get that repaired.
And I do.
Hand him my steel shield.
I've only ever done that once.
Done what once?
You heard what I called.
Indeed, you invoked the name of your god.
She lent me her strength.
Really?
It takes so much out of you. But I did it.
So cool.
I was dealing one extra damage dice that entire fight.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, like I said, I'm exhausted more.
I'll take the lead on this hall.
So Kezra will head down this eastern hall from the throne.
Yeah. Okay. Elkwood will follow behind him, kind of giving Benson a mini break.
All right, so you guys go east down the hall. It opens up to the south into the room sort of meeting the other hallway. Although dingy and moist, this constructed room is more a cellar than a cave. Through lumpy mounds covered in oilcloth tarps still lend it to an unpleasant air. Looks to be where he was sleeping when he wasn't sitting upon his throne.
How did he fit? He was squeezing every time, I guess.
Gonna detect magic on everything. It pings quite a few times.
What?
Hey, I've got something in here.
And I'm gonna start rummaging through shit. Alright. Going down the list. Nice, shiny, glowy breastplate.
Ooh.
Nice, shiny, glowy chain shirt.
Ooh.
Make me a perception check as you sift further through loose bones of human, elf, and orc. Damn. Some of them seem to include goblins as well.
Yeah, figured.
21.
What are my negatives for exhaustion?
I can't find that condition.
Really?
Yeah, it's probably...
Probably be enfeebled.
Okay.
Strength.
Enfeebled is fine.
Yeah, strength or con, basically, is your decision. Drained would be con, would be any con based checks. Strength would be enfeebled.
Yeah. Well, enfeebled. We'll talk about that later then. Yeah. Then I did very good with a 19.
Okay. You guys both, as you search through, you find a fan feather token.
Hmm.
What looks to be this almost foreboding gem. Dark smoke seems to writhe within this obsidian gem. Sort of just constantly waving with a dark mist. You found a shiny pair of gloves and what looks to be a shiny stick.
A shiny stick!
All right, so how many are roll for each?
Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And can Tim roll recall knowledge with any, with his religion?
Anything?
Will a cult do anything as well?
Cult or nature?
Yeah.
Let's see.
What type of stick is it?
Ashwood.
Nope, not enough for that one. For that one. You can do a religion on the gloves.
I will also do that.
Hmm.
Nope.
All right, my first is a 19 on the die.
Okay.
So 25.
Okay. So are you doing the armors or are you doing the items?
I want to go gem first.
Gem. Okay. On that gem, this is something called a fear gem. When you activate the gem, you make an intimidating strike as the fighter feat.
Ooh.
So it's a two action to activate, and then you get an intimidating strike ability. If you have intimidating strike, we're not gonna worry about that. But yeah, if you activate it, you get to use it as a fighter would.
Is it like a token, or is this like a?
It's a talisman, yeah.
Talisman,
so one use. Yeah.
So, Kezra goes, Benson, this is for you.
All right.
That allows you to be particularly devastating. Strike fear into your enemies when you strike them.
I could use that.
Natural one on the fan feather token.
Ooh. Already?
What do you think it is?
Let me see.
It lets you fly.
You feel like you might be able to hover with it as a bird does.
Ooh, I'll hold on to this.
Next time you jump off a cliff, just activate it.
Yeah,
fine.
It's Featherfall, just for free.
I imagine like when a chicken tries to fly. That's kind of what it is.
You mean a cuckoo from
yes,
Zelda.
Yes.
Hey, they fly pretty good. All right?
They're also deadly.
17 on the breastplate.
Plus one breastplate.
Okay.
Nice. 15 on the chain shirt.
That is a plus one chain shirt.
Alright. Did you fail on the gloves?
I got a 17 on the gloves.
That is something called healer's gloves.
Yes, I was hoping that was what it was.
Wow.
Sick.
These clean white gloves. Yours, buddy. These clean white gloves never show signs of blood, even when used to stitch up wounds or treat other ailments. Huh. They give you a plus one item bonus to medicine checks.
Yep.
Ooh.
And.
Activate.
So one action to activate. Once per day, you can soothe a willing adjacent creature's wounds, restoring 2d6 plus 7 hit points to that creature.
Holy sh!
This is a positive healing effect, and you can't harm undead with this healing.
Still.
So you can't do it and then, like, bitch slap
more
one.
Healing. More healing for you.
I invoke bitch slap.
You take the healer's gloves. You take the fear gem on your sheet.
And then we just have
the stick.
The shiny stick.
19 on the stick.
That looks to be a wand of web.
Cool! Ooh. I'll take that.
Alright, let me go and get the deets for you. I assume you're going to use it because it's super cool.
I mean, it's a wand.
Yeah.
I want wands.
Yes. Well, wands are always very fun.
What armor are you wearing?
Plus one leather.
You could probably do plus one chain shirt. It's light armor.
Yeah, but yeah. That would also probably upset my stealth.
What is the tech penalty? Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, because my plus one leather gets me 22 right now.
Chain shirt. Check penalty is 1. For leather armor, check penalty is 1.
Hmm.
The dex cap on the chain shirt is 3, where the dex cap on the leather is 1. It's 4, but the chain shirt gives you 2 armor. Okay, so it wouldn't be any different for you.
Yeah. Yeah, the plus 1 leather, I think, works pretty well right now.
It's still money.
Yeah, it's still money. Yeah.
And plus 1 breastplate. What are you wearing right now?
Half plate. Hell Knight half plate.
I mean, plus 1 anything would be an upgrade.
We got the splint mail already.
Yeah, we have to resize that.
Yeah.
This would...
You just stretch it out because it was out of gnome.
So this would be the same armor bonus because the plus 1 would be 5, which your half plate is 5. But your check penalty would be 2 instead of 3.
All right.
And bulk is 2 instead of 3.
Okay.
And the speed and the speed penalty is only 5.
Okay, that's actually pretty
so the
big.
Plus one breastplate is an easy upgrade for you.
Yeah.
Unless you want to stay a Hell Knight.
No, I'm good.
You can transfer the rune to it.
I'm all about, you know.
Not being a Hell Knight?
Min max.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, so you take the plus one breastplate. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So he gets an extra for his AC?
No, it shouldn't add anything.
Your AC will be the same, but his check penalties for the skills will go.
Oh, okay.
Will be 1 less, and he can move faster.
Yes. Yeah. I won't be 15 feet of movement around.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was bad.
Ah.
So the Wand of Web. Web being a... it's a 3-action spell. You create a sticky web in the area that impedes creatures' movement each time they try to move through it. So it's a range of 30 feet, 10 area burst. Squares filled with the web are difficult terrain. Each square can be cleared of the web by a single attack or effect that deals at least 5 slashing damage or 1 fire damage. A square has an AC of 5 and automatically fails saving throws, blah, blah, blah. Each time a creature in the web begins to use a move action or enters the web during a move action, it must attempt a athletics or reflex save against your spell DC to avoid taking circumstance penalty to its speeds or becoming immobilized. A creature that gets out of the web ceases to take circumstance penalty to its speed from the web.
Hmm. Civic!
Yep. So it's literally just like a at least once per day web on the floor.
Just nice. Blink.
Hey, it's good. Like, imagine like a surprise attack with that. Just
Just immobilize somebody.
Like, what the hell? And then you rush up, stab.
Or somebody's running away.
Oh yeah.
Shoot it. It's got a 30-foot range.
Sorry. Oh, I can't run that fast.
So Benson is going to just, you know, taking off the Hell Knight armor, and he's literally just throwing it on the ground. Like, I'll be happy to get out of this. I just
must be a relief.
I need some time.
Benson, it seems this battle has taken quite a toll on you. Come here.
I go over.
And Adelar, praise Abadar, please give Benson restoration.
And he casts restoration. So your enfeebled condition is gone.
Okay.
Wow.
How do you want to work that?
I mean, I casted a spell. That's a second level spell slot. Like, it ain't cheap.
Yeah, well, what I did is supposed to have repercussions, so I just want to talk to Jake about it.
In general, I don't always prepare restoration, just as a note.
Yeah.
I mean, and it specifically says that it reduces the stage of enfeebled, but yeah, it's up to you.
But there are things like divine intervention that are like, it can only be removed by rest or a certain duration or something.
That's
like
true.
That.
And with what Benson did.
You're trying to ruin his flavor.
listen, if Jake wants to give me what I did for free with him just casting a spell, that's great. But What I did was homebrew. So
let me just say that it's not free. It's a second level spell slot. I could have prepared Soundburst and done like 4D, like 2D10 on this guy.
We get like a flavor Abadar Iomide fist bump.
essentially,
they are friends. Let me check the gods and magic by Paizo.
Benson, you feel better?
Okay.
You feel it's not the same power that you felt from Iomide, but you do feel Abadar is with you guys through that.
Gosh, thank you. Sometimes this cloak asks a good bit from you.
Indeed, it seems a heavy mantle to bear.
Can be, but what you can do with it is far better.
Well, I am very thankful that the gods have alliances. As Abadar and Iomide, they share many common purposes.
So after you guys check out Raldar's room, you take all the nice stuff that he had. What do you guys want to do?
Carry up our way.
Renale, do you know what is down this hall?
No, it has been weeks since I scurried through here. I managed to slip by them all.
Elk, perhaps you could scout ahead.
Yes.
I think if we're going to be headed into another difficult battle, we're probably ill-equipped for such an endeavor.
Yes.
I don't want to think about anything harder than that fight.
Yes. Give me just a moment. And he is just going to scurry ahead, roll stealth. 26.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
So like up here, I guess.
Yeah. So I'll go ahead and reveal the end of this corridor for you.
It's two more Balghast and. Oh my god! What the hell is that?
So
it's bacteriums.
As you,
they look like bacteria.
It's COVID-19.
The real true boss.
As you come down this hallway, you sort of are slowly stealthing.
Yes.
You come up to what looks to be a bunch of mushrooms sort of sticking out around this giant hole in the floor. They seem to be covering every inch of the edge of it and sort of like expanding outward.
Oh god. Nature check on those?
So the tunnel widens, then drops away into a series of 10-foot high cliffs into a chamber filled with fine hair-like filaments and mushrooms. The filaments look like bleached grass and wave erratically with the cave's natural air currents. The mushrooms glow slightly, giving the cave a strange, dreamlike feel. To the south, a 7-foot-wide hole in the floor drops down into a chamber below.
All right.
So you want to try to...
nature check.
Yeah, go ahead and make me a nature check on these.
I'm rolling better than the fucking my attack rolls. That would be a 22.
22 is enough to tell you. You've seen these things before. These are called gloom glow mushrooms. So what they do is that whenever they are touched, either a creature moving in or something damages it, whenever they're interacted with the exception of cold damage, the creature that triggered it and all creatures within a 10-foot vicinity are sprayed with itchy, distracting, glowing spores and must attempt a reflex save. If they fail, the creatures become sickened and stupefied 1.
Oh.
And take a -4 penalty to stealth until the spores are lose potency in 24 hours or removed manually.
Get stupefied.
Oh, God.
Stupefied!
Yeah.
This requires washing them off by bathing in water for a minute, a prestidigitation spell, or similar measure allowed by me.
Prestidigitation?
Yeah.
Man, we haven't heard that in a while.
Says you.
It's a really useful spell.
It really is.
In these circumstances, yeah.
So as long as it's agitated, like once it gets hit, does it go away or does it just stay?
So it says if a creature moves into the mushroom space or damages the mushrooms.
That it'll explode.
It'll explode with a 10-foot.
But when it explodes, does it go away? Like, or does mushroom just respawn type thing?
Like, can they be cleared?
Yes.
Oh, you can clear them. You can clear them. It's just if you don't use cold damage, that's when they explode.
Oh, but then if the spores go up, it's not like they linger in the air. They eventually settle.
No, yeah.
I have an idea.
Yeah,
so.
they will settle, yeah.
Okay.
It's a good thing I got so much cold damage here, I don't even know what to do.
Go ahead and make a survival check, Mark.
Alrighty. That's a shit roll. 15.
Alright, so... Yeah, you're like, we could probably just slash him.
Well... After knowing the other check, he kind of... I mean, I don't want to go against, like, the idea, but he was looking back to where all the bones were and was thinking about, you know, maybe throwing the skulls at these things.
Yeah, you could try that.
Like, or if all else fails, chop up the body of the Balgast and throw it. Oh my God. Yeah.
Take this, you stupid Balgast.
You know we have magical cantrips, so we can just...
That too.
We have lots of magic. Shoot balls of fire at them.
Yes. How about you shut up, Kelly? You're cutting up this guy.
Yeah. So he's going to... Well, he's not going to slink back. He's like, okay, it's not like these things are intelligent. Call to Kezra and go, so Kezra, there's some fungus up ahead that is quite... potent with its poison, but as long as we destroy it from a distance and let it dissipate, we should be fine. Or else, if you honestly want, we could try and dance around them without hurting them.
Well, what else is back there?
A 7-foot hole that leads down to a bottom chamber, but it's surrounded by this fungus.
Well, are we not here to find the portal? Then I think maybe we should double back.
But perhaps the portal is down there. It's just an odd hole. Does it look like it's burrowed?
It's pretty big. The
claw marks on it.
It looked pretty clean. But yeah, I mean, from where you were, you could see it goes down kind of far.
Okay.
So I was thinking, Renali, show us where this destroyed portal she came through from was.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yes, it was down that hole.
Oh, it was down that hole.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Away. But yeah, he is. Just like, I'm thinking the best course of action is to just simply destroy these mushrooms. Because or else, you will get infected, and it's going to suck. It's going to itch, and you're going to feel horrible for an entire day.
Destroying is what I do best.
Why I called on you.
More bullshit.
Is it time for us to flex the power of the dragon?
Yes, indeed.
Adalar is slowly getting more evil.
Yeah, so I guess Abby and Kezra are just gonna shoot fire at them from a distance until they're all clear.
I just go Super Mario Bros. On these mushrooms.
So you guys spend 10 minutes or so just... and you see the spores go up in the air, but then the fire sort of catches them quick and then they fizzle out.
Cool.
It takes some time. Like I said, 10-15 minutes of just throwing them down. Usually, if you were there, the spores would go up into your face and stuff like that, but you guys are definitely doing it from a distance. So you guys managed to get rid of the mushrooms. All the filaments are now just pieces of ash.
Good.
As the flames finally die down, you hear echoing through the hole that you just cleared out.
Whoa. Dayok! Dayok!
And I'll see you guys next time.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Well.
Oh, God, I thought I was gonna die.
Hello there, everybody. It is Jake, the GM of your favorite Dragon Punch Squad podcast. If you've listened this far into the episode, you must really like us. But did you know that there's more content from us for you to enjoy? That's right. If you go onto YouTube or Twitch, you can find some of our old streams of other one-shots or Pathfinder Society games. And we also stream some games here or there together, which is always fun. And if you really like us, we actually want to hear from you. Just to let you know, we do have a Reddit and a Discord available as well. So head on over to one of our social media sites and find the link there and join in on a discussion. Tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like, or share a meme or two. That's always an option. Thank you, and I will see you in the next episode.